Thank you and good morning. More than half of the students who graduated from a University of California or a Cal State campus in 2013 did so while incurring upwards of $20,000 of debt. That's due to the steady increases in tuition and fees students must pay. Assemblymember Rudy Salas, a Democrat from Bakersfield, has introduced a bill that would prohibit the Board of Trustees and other top administrators from receiving salary increases for a specific period of time if they vote to increase tuition or fees in the future. Salas said that in the past 10 years, top administrators at both university systems have seen large salary increases, while students have seen large increases in fees and tuition. And a student at a UC campus who paid just over $11,000 in tuition in 2015 will pay more than $15,000 in tuition and fees by 2019, with increases already put in place. Salas's bill, AB 1317, passed out of the Education Committee with bipartisan support and now heads to the Finance Committee for consideration. Two men are wanted for a robbery in Red Crest early Wednesday morning. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has sent a be on the lookout for two suspects who committed an armed robbery in Red Crest. The Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from the victim who lived in the 500 block of Holmes Flat Road. Deputies learned that two masked men entered the victim's residence and pepper sprayed him before tying him up. The suspects then stole an undisclosed amount of cash from the victim's wallet and fled the scene northbound in a white Toyota 4Runner. The victim was able to get free and call 911. Minor first aid was administered to the victim for exposure to the pepper spray, but was otherwise uninjured. The white Toyota also has a missing front bumper and an unknown California license plate. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office.
Thank you, Jordan. Acting on a tip of ongoing narcotics trafficking, sheriff's deputies conducted a probation search at a residence in the 400 block of Parr Avenue in Redway on Wednesday. During the search, deputies contacted 33-year-old Rose Cooper and found an ounce of heroin packaged for sale in the residence. Cooper was arrested and booked for charges ranging from possession of a controlled substance for sale and violations of probation. A California sea lion pup who was well-adjusted to interaction with human beings found himself snuggling and rubbing on the legs of two Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies on Monday. The deputies were on patrol just outside of Fort Bragg when they saw a small animal on the roadway in the dark and fog. The deputy stopped and found the sea lion pup, who had waddled onto the roadway about a quarter mile from the ocean. The deputies put the animal in their squad car and found it had an ear tag. They called the Marine Mammal Center and learned that the animal was so friendly with humans because it had been released from the center after being rehabilitated. The deputies were told to help the sea lion pup back to the ocean, and they successfully released it back into its natural habitat. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Agricultural Department will host two key workshops next week in conjunction with the University of California Education Extension. The first workshop will be held on Monday. Ken Morgan has more.
In response to Governor Brown's groundwater legislation, the County of Humboldt is looking to assist Humboldt County residents in the creation of a local groundwater agency. There'll be a workshop for that on April 27th at the Ag Center in Eureka from 10 a.m. to noon. All interested parties are welcome.
The workshop will cover new state water regulations and their impact on the Ill River Valley, including effects on stakeholders, groundwater issues, and the need to form the working group to formulate a groundwater program in response to those new regulations. The Ill River Basin is the only area in the county identified as a medium at-risk area that will require regulation, and that will affect ranchers and other agricultural concerns in the region. Ken Morgan also highlights a meeting scheduled for next Tuesday at the Ag Center in Eureka.
Ties to the land succession workshops are coming up on Tuesday, April 28th and also May 5th. Forest landowners, ranchers, dairy producers, farmers, and their families are invited to the workshop to learn techniques to help with passing of land and its legacy on to the next generation. The seminar is scheduled from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Humboldt County Agriculture Center in Eureka. The fee to attend the event is $25 per family for the workbook, which you need to register by this Friday, April 24th.
Contact Jeff Stackhouse at the Ag Center in Eureka for more information about those upcoming workshops. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.